We have come on our Jaipur Yatra 2009, we have come to Galta Ji, which is supposedly 3 miles from the city, but it takes 45 minutes to get here. This is the place of a very famous rishi in Puranic lore. His name was Galava, G-A-L-A-V-A-A. Galava Muni came here, very nice place, and he did tapasya. It's saying here 400 AD, but then that's history, because later it says that he was associating with the Pandavas and so many things. Anyway, whatever. Different books have different ideas. It's called Galtaji, Galtaji Tirth. There's a spring where water is pouring out in Gomukh. It's said to have curative powers. If you bathe in this water, you'll get cured. So what's the disease? So we chant Hare Krishna will also get cured. It's called Mantra Snan. The water collects in a place called Surya Kund where pilgrims do snan. Surya Kund. There's a Surya Narayan Mandir, which is about a 40-minute zigzag walk up the back of the mountain. We went before, it's quite a long walk up there. And there's a Surya temple there, Surya Day, Surya Narayan. And from there you can see a panoramic view of the, if there's no air pollution, a panoramic view of Jaipur, the city. It's quite an advantageous lookout. And many times you can't see anything. You see an orange haze, all the carbon monoxide and smoke. And it's quite, and you think, oh, we just came from there. You look it up and say, wait a minute, we were down there in that orange donut. It looks like a donut, like LA, you know, the LA basin when you come down from San Francisco, it's all orange. Down the Pacific Coast Highway. So there's a beautiful temple up there. It was because the Jaipur Rajputs are descendants of the Surya dynasty. This Surya Narayan temple was built 400 years ago because the Jaipur kings, they come in the lineage of Kusha. You heard of Lord Ramachandra? Mm-hmm. Yes, everyone's heard?
Yes.
Did he have any children? What are their names? Luv and Kush. Kushraho. So Kush, he's coming down from Ramachandra's son, the Jaipur kings, Rajput. So that's a pretty illustrious dynasty. And of course, as you know, Ramachandra is in Suryavansh. Krishna is in Chandravansh. So because they're descending from the Sun dynasty, the king built a beautiful, on the topmost place of all Jaipur, he built a temple to Surya Narayan. It's a very interesting situation happened here. Why we're here? Because there's an intimate connection between this place, Galta Tirtha, and Govindaji Mandir. Right now, the Pujaris at Govindaji, of course all the temples, but especially Govindaji, they're Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They're devotees. They're devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're all Bengalis. They're devotees of Bengali families worshipping these deities. Govindaji, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, and I don't know about Radha Madhav. I think also Radha Madhav. They're all Bengali Pujaris. And then they went to Radhakund, then they went to Kamivan, and then they came here with their deities. So you'll see, it's kind of interesting. You're in Jaipur when all the Pujaris are Bengali. Everyone you're seeing, they're all Bengalis. Bangalabasha. This place, Galta, is the seat of the Ramana. You maybe read some signs there. This is the northern India, or western, whatever you want to call it, northern India of the Ramanandi Sampradaya. Ramanandi is a branch of the Sri Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya worships Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan Bhagavan ki.
Jai.
And this branch, the Ramanandis, they worship Sita and Ram. It's interesting because it's the Shakti and Purush. Purush and Shakti. Sri Sampradaya, of course, is Ramanuja's Sampradaya. They worship Lakshmi Narayan. This is a branch. So this is their headquarters. So there's some history about that, and we'll hear about that. The relationship between the Ramanandi Sampradaya and the Gaudiya Sampradaya and Govindaji. This is the situation. In 1706, this is when a particular debate, there's a debate that happened here, a debate between the Ramanandis and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the debate was led by Baladev Bidyabhushan. And he is known among the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Baladev Bidyabhushan is known as the Gaudiya Vedanta Charjya Baladev Vidyabhushan Ki. In the Premdwani, at least in Gaudiya Math, and some places, maybe, I don't know, but in ISKCON, I don't know. But they usually say, Gaudiya Vaishnavacharya Baladeva Dibhushan Ki. So we'll find out why he got that special position. But that debate took place in 1706 in this particular place. Yeah, this is why we're coming here. Long before Jai Singh ruled Jayapur, there was a Ramanandi Tyagi, a worshipper of Sitaram. He lived in a cave in these mountains. In Galta, he lived here, and then he converted the queen of Jayapur to the Ramanandi sect. Just like sometimes devotees are worshippers of Gopal, or they join the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya or whatever. So she got converted, and then she convinced her husband to build a huge monastery for the Ramanandi sadhus at Galta, and this is their headquarters. It became their headquarters in northern India, and that's all those buildings right there. You saw when you came up, I think you read the sign. This is the headquarters. It's an ashram for all the sadhus. This is it, the headquarters for huge sampradaya. Because, as you know, in Kali Yuga, the husband's controlled by the wife. It's told in 12th canto of Bhagavatam. So the queen, first of all, she became initiated by the sampradaya. So, first of all, she convinced him to build this big monastery, which wasn't a small undertaking. And that became the headquarters. Then for six generations, which means 120 years or so, the Ramanandi priests, who were devotees of Sitaram, they were favored in the Amber kingdom. I mean, before this Jayapur was established, which was like 1720 or something, the what we call the Rajputs of this area, they lived in Amber. Amber?
Yeah.
Amber.
So they were... Same place you went yesterday, Amber Road, Upper Fort.
Going there, yeah. I went there before, Amber Fort. So that was like the headquarters. So they made this is a new city. That's why they call it the City of Victory. And we're hearing a story of why and how this became the City of Victory. Jaipur. Of course, the king's name was Jai Singh, so sometimes people say it was named after him, but it's not that. Because he's a devotee, you'll find out. Because the queen was Ramanandi Sadhu, and then they had headquarters here, so they had so many priests, and so all the pujas in this whole kingdom, the Amber kingdom, they were like the mahants. They were the mahants and the ruling priests. So they were favored by the king. Although there were Shiva temples here and so many, but the king, because the kings were coming in that line. So they had great popularity. So the king was favoring all this, devotees of Sitaram, the Ramanandis, until Govindaji came to the Amber kingdom. At first he came to Amber kingdom. When Govindaji arrived, he became very popular with the royal family. Govindaji, remember, this very same Govindaji, Rupa Goswami, wrote about this deity, not Sakshat Bhagavan in the spiritual. He's writing Nectar Devotion about this deity, this Murti, Vigraha of Govindaji. He said, if you want to maintain your big house, if you want to maintain your connections with family, society, friendship, and love, then don't go to Keshigat. Because Govindaji is near Keshigat. Don't go to Keshigat and see the deity of Govindaji standing under the Kandamba tree. Because if you see the face of Govindaji, which is Krishna's face directly, you're seeing Krishna's directly, his face, then you'll forget about your house and Gorgon and your family, society, everything. That's why I want everybody to stay there and drink deeply from the beautiful Padma Mukh of Govindaji. It's that face, you're seeing Krishna's face, Sakshat, when you see Govindaji. Whether you realize it or not, that's another thing. But this is happening. So my idea was, of course most people were looking for a minute and they would look this way, that way, and jump away and run away from somewhere. Because they know, oh, wait a minute, I'm not going to get trapped. I'm not going to get trapped by Govindaji. I like my house here and there in Noida and Delhi and this and that. And if Maharaj is just keeps staring at the deity and he's offering so many prayers and I don't know what he's into, but I'm not going to do that. This looks dangerous. Because if I keep looking at Govindaji, then I end up like this. Saffron, sannyas, well, this is not a good thing. But this is what happened. Govindaji stole the hearts of the Amber kings. So then, now there's some anti-party, the Ramanandis and the Gaudias, well, at least Govindaji, who came with his Bengali pujaris. He came to the Amber kingdom from Kamyavan with his Bengali pujaris. So hey, who are these pujaris? Who are these new guys in town? We're the Mahants over here. Hey, Bengali, yeah, this is Hindi, man, Hindi. They're Hindi, Sitaram, they all speak Hindi, they're all North Indians. These Bengali, that fish eaters, they say, hey, get lost. What are you doing here? But the king is becoming favorable. So they were challenging the controlling position and authority of the Ramanandi pundits and Brahmins. Although there were many Hindu sects within his kingdom, Jai Singh was favoring Govindaji. Why did Jai Singh favor Govindaji? When he was a young boy, his parents took him to Vrindavan. Like we came to Jayapur to see the deities of Vrindavan. So he went to Vrindavan to see the deities because they were, I guess, there when he went. So as a young boy, Jai Singh, baby Jai, he went to Vrindavan, saw Govindaji, Sakshat Darshan, Govindaji Murthy. And he became enchanted by the sweet smiling face of Govinda. It made a deep impression on this baby Jai. Hello? Made a deep impression on him, in his heart. Such a beautiful deity, such a wonderful deity. Ah, oh, Govindaji. Govinda Mari Purusham, Tamaham Vajami. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadeva Radiyesha Vilokayanti Yamshama Sundaram Yamshama Sundaram Achintya Gunasarupam Achintya Gunasarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahamajami Venam Kavantam Aravinda Layataksham Parhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Mahamajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahamajami Angani Asya Sakalen Driyavritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalyanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Saruj Vibha Vigrahasya Govinda Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So this is Jai, baby Jai, Jai Singh's first darshan as a child in Vrindavan at the Govindastali, that old Govindaji Mandir. Have you seen? It's all broken and chopped. This is before it was chopped. It was 7 stories high, glorious, wonderful. Then much later it was broken by the Moguls. Mogul conquerors of India. It made a deep impression. And later, you can imagine, Govindaji came to his kingdom. Could you imagine you go in Vrindavan to see some deity, take darshan, and someone says, guess what? Govindaji came to Goragaon. Huh? Unbelievable, no? This is what he was. What? This deity that I saw when I was a child entered deep into my heart, and I thought, oh, when will I ever come back to Vrindavan again? I'm only a little child. I'm a Rajput. I'm the Yuvaraj. I'm going to be the king and the ruler. Maybe I'll never get back to Vrindavan. I'll be busy conquering kingdoms, defending my own, and ruling the citizens. Now, as a young child, I have this darshan. And he has come. Oh my Lord! You must have known my heart. I've been thinking of you day after day. And sometimes I would dream, would it be possible? Because you were in Vrindavan and you were under the ground, you manifested there to Rupa Goswami. And maybe you'll become unmanifest and manifest in my kingdom. So because of that previous Purva Rag that Jai Singh had, this Purva Rag for Govindaji, he was naturally attracted. And he had great intense attachment for Govindaji. So he started to favor Govindaji and all the Bengali pujaris over the Ramanandis. And the Ramanandi sadhus. He was, and they were saying, hey, wait a minute. We're not the Rajguru anymore. We were the Rajguru. And for six generations, for 150 years, we've been running this Amber kingdom because the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas, they work together in harmony. We do the yagyas, he gives the money, he pays our bills, he built our houses, he gave us land, he gave us cows and gold. Now he became a Bengali Gaudiya Vaishnava? Are? Do you know what this means? This means to the end with our income. He won't do so many yagyas, he won't do so many pujas, he won't give us so much lavish donations in Chaturmasi, Ekadasi, Purnima, Sankranti. He'll start giving all his donations over there because you give your money where your heart is, right? 5 rupees to Thakurji, 1 lakh to the wife. This is the program because our heart is there, body, mind, heart and soul. So they're worried about this. Some controversy is arising. Now, let's find out. Page 55. Are you ready for this? This all happened in the 17th century. The Sri Sampradaya, which means the Ramanandi branch, they complained to Jai Singh. Basically, they're saying, these guys are not bona fide. These Bengali Vaishnavas are not bona fide. They're not real Vaishnavas. Their sampradaya is bogus. They have no right. They have no right to be Brahmins and do puja to this deity of Govindaji that has come here. And the king said, "How so? With their big pundits, Ramanandi sadhus are big pundits. We'll explain to you. There's several counts. First count is these Gaudiya Vaishnavas have no qualification or adhikar to worship this Krishna deity of Govindaji. Why? Because they do not have any commentary on Vedanta Sutra. We have our commentary, Sri Bhashya. So we are bona fide sampradaya. Every sampradaya has a commentary. We have none. Therefore, they should relinquish, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas should relinquish the puja rites to Govindaji and give them to us immediately, to the Ramanandi pundits and Brahmins. Secondly, these Gaudiyas are worshipping Srimati Radharani next to Govindaji. This is not authorized in any scripture to worship Radharani with Krishna. This is a concoction. Krishna's worship alone. You go all over South India, Dwarkadesh, or you see he's with Rukmini, but Krishna will be by himself. He's not with Radharani. Radharani is only worshipped with Krishna in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. You know that. Now you know. Rukmini is there, the only consort of Krishna anywhere in India, and you go, I've been all over India, Dwarka, everywhere. You only find, if you find any Krishna deity with a consort, it will be Rukmini. Boss. What does this say? They're worshipping this Radharani? In the Madhva Sampradaya, they say Radharani. In Madhva Sampradaya, do you know, King, what the Madhvas say about Radharani? And these Gaudiyas say they're connected? They say they're connected to Madhva, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya? Do you know what the Madhvas say? They say this Radharani is Apsara. They don't accept. This is some Apsara that came down and played with Krishna, whatever. She's not the Sara, she's not the Nija Shakti, she's not the Adi Shakti, or Sarva Shakti Mayi, and all these things. She is not the Prakriti of Bhagavan. This is a Madhva Sampradaya. Acha? Really? It's like this? King is hearing. So they're making some heavy accusations, heavy challenges. Because they're afraid that they're going to lose. Because a person's money goes where their heart is. So they said this. Jai Singh was worried. Actually, what happened? The Sri Sampradaya forced him, they forced Jai Singh to suspend the Gaudiya Vaishnavas from worshipping Govindaji. The Ramanandis took over the worship of Govindaji. And the king, Jai Singh, he had to remove Radharani from the altar. So Govindaji was by himself. He was worried, Jai Singh was worried, so he sent a message to Vrindavan, which is the headquarters of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. All the scholars and pundits, he said, I'm worried. Govindaji doesn't have his Radharani. And they've taken over the worship. And they have these accusations. There's no proof for the worship of Radharani next to Krishna. And you have no commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Can you please come and defend? Because I'm hardly with you, but they're running the whole kingdom for 150 years. They're very powerful. I can't go against them. And they have very strong arguments. This was presented to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is very old at this time, worshipping his Gokulananda deity in Vrindavan, Gokulananda Gera. So he called his student, Baladev Vidyabhushan. He said, listen, you must go. I give you all my blessings. Purna Ashivad. You go to Jayapur and you defend, you establish, you reinstall the Radharani next to Krishna and you give the Gaudiyas the right to worship again. So he went with the blessings of his Shiksha Guru, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So they made these challenges about these different challenges. When Baladev Vidyabhushan came, they, because this is the headquarters for the Ramanandi Sampradaya, and they were making these challenges, the king convened the meeting here. This is where the debate was to take place, in this very place. Baladev Vidyabhushan came here. Janava Mata sent this Radharani. The Gaudiyas have been worshipping since the beginning. There was Bajranab carved the deity and he'd been in the ground for 5,000 years. Rupa Goswami manifested the deity and he's a Gaudiya Vaishnava and he began worship. Rupa Goswami and Kashishwara Pandit and all the devotees Gaudiyas. Because who knows who was worshipping Govindaji 5,000 years ago? So the Gaudiyas have the actual claim. Gaudiyas have the claim to worship because they manifested the deity. This is the order of Lord Chaitanya. Radha and Krishna ordered Rupa Goswami, go there and find Govindaji. He's there. Madan Mohan is there. Manifest them. That was the order for them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Baladev Vidyabhushan said, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary in Vedanta Sutra, we don't require anything. And Ramananda said, no. We don't accept that. We have our commentary. If you don't have a commentary, you're not a bona fide sampradaya. So then Baladev said, all right, my dear King Jai Singh, please can I have some time to think over this matter and maybe I can produce, we can produce a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So the king granted some time to produce a commentary per the demand, because the demand of the Ramanandis was if they don't have a commentary, they can't worship. So then Baladev Vidyabhushan, he left this place, he went to a place called Govindapur. Govindapur is near Amber, because there was no Jayapur yet. Govindapur, there was no Jayapur city. There was an Amber kingdom, and Jai Singh was living in Amber. Amber? Amber. And there was a place near Amber, right close, called Govindapur. And this is where the deity, when the deity came, he kept the deity there and worshipped the deity there. Understand? First place Govindaji was there. They came here for the debate. And the king came here, and the Ramanandis and Baladev. He said, please give me a few days to prepare. So he went to Govindaji. Because the issue is about Govindaji, so naturally he went to the Govindaji Murti. You follow? In Govindapur. And he fell at his feet. He fell flat before the deity of Govindaji, and he revealed his mind about the dilemma. That night, in a dream, Govindaji appeared. Baladev, I will dictate a commentary myself on the Vedanta Sutra and you will write it. He woke up. Oh, this is amazing. Govindaji, he's going to dictate to me and I'm going to write. So then he picked up some palm leaves and a stylus and he just touched the palm leaf with the stylus. Then his hands started moving. And his voice was speaking, this verse, that verse. He's just writing it. It's flowing like the Ganga. Bhashyadhara, right? Bhashyadhara, like a river of Bhashya, commentary, just flowing. And he's just, and all he's saying, he's saying, oh, Govinda, 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 Govinda. He's just saying this. It's just flowing. He's not thinking, what should I say now? Oh, what's the next point? I have to make my outline A, B, C, like A, B, C. And now this is flowing. In a few days, he finished this commentary on Vedanta Sutra. A few days! One shloka, janmad yasya yataha. What does that mean? You can write for 1 month on one shloka. One sutra from Vedanta. Janmad yasya. Janmad yasya yataha is one shloka from Vedanta Sutra. Who wrote a commentary on that? How many verses did he write in his commentary?
18,000.
There's 18,000 verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and they're all a commentary on one verse from Vedanta Sutra. What is that verse? Janmad yasya yataha. Interesting. So now he's written the commentary in the whole Vedanta Sutra. So many shlokas in a few days. Gatana, Agatana, Patiyasi Shakti. This is the power, the potency of Krishna to do the impossible. He can make the possible impossible, or the impossible
possible.
Needless to say, after he compiled this bhashya, this commentary on Vedanta, he gave it what he named it. Govinda Bhashya. Govinda Bhashya ki.
Jai.
Baladevi Dibhushan ki.
Jai.
Govinda Deva ki.
Jai.
And in 1706, Baladev presented his commentary, Sri Bhashya, in this place to the Ramanandi scholars. So this is some of the rebuttals, some of the arguments that he was giving. The argument was the Gaudiyas cannot worship Govindaji because Radharani was not married. Rukmini, Krishna is married. This is irreligious. You can't worship a paramour. You worship God and his paramour. That's irreligious. We worship Sita Ram, Maryad Avatar. Maryad Avatar, Ek Patni Brat. This is lawful. Lakshmi is married to Vishnu. Rukmini is married to Krishna. This is proper puja. What is this? Is that Apsara? Is some village girl, some gopi? Some illicit lover, you put her on the altar and start doing puja. Sringrang Radhikai Swaha. What is this? So, you can't worship Govindaji with Radharani because he's not married. You see Lakshmi with Narayan, etc. They're all married. Baladev Vidyabhushan, he answered that. He argued, you object, your objection to our worship of Radha Govindaji, Radharani with Govindaji, is superficial grounds. This is superficial grounds that they're not married. And then in his Bhashya, in verse 40 through 42, he presents the true position of Radharani in relation to Krishna. Radharani is the... We heard some of this yesterday. Jayadeva was telling us. Radharani is the eternal internal potency of Krishna. And thus she is never separated from him. Can you separate heat from fire? No. So it's inseparable. And even Brahma, Lord Brahma, was also ahead of a sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya. And his verse is quoted along with in the commentary by Baladev Vidyabhushan. He's telling, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tabis, Tabirya Eva Nija Rupa Taya Kalavi. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, he said, Nija Rupa Taya, he's saying, Nija Rupa Taya Kalavi. He's saying that Radharani, she's your own rupam, she's your own form. So he's saying like this, Radharani is all this Sita, Lakshmi, Deva, they're all expansions of Radharani. She's the Adi Shakti, she's the original. There's no question of married or not married. Does the heat have to marry the fire to be formally connected? They're eternally connected. The heat has to have a marriage? He said this is a ridiculous argument. Radharani is the eternal energy. She's never separated from Krishna. Their relationship may be parakya or swakya, married or unmarried. But that does not affect the eternality of their union. When Krishna is married, that's Radharani appearing as Rukmini. Rukmini is nothing but the expansion of Radharani. So when Krishna wants to play the role of being married, Radharani plays the role of Rukmini. When Krishna wants to enjoy an extramarital relationship, then Radharani is Radharani. Sometimes the heat heats your room, sometimes the heat cooks your chapatis. It's the same heat of the fire. It's like this. It does not affect the eternality of Radha and Krishna's union. The separation that you have affected of Radha Govinda is offensive. Because this is artificial and therefore offensive to Lord Krishna, who actually holds deep affection for his internal energy. You're offensive. You say Krishna is his, you separated Radharani from Krishna. You separated the heat from the fire. You're offending him. Krishna everywhere he says, there's no one I love more than my devotee, and Radharani is the greatest devotee. And Baladeva argued very strongly. You don't understand how much affection he has for his internal energy. The king heard this, and the Ramanandi sadhus heard it. First of all, they were impressed that he was, that Gaudiyas are a bona fide sampradaya, because they had he produced a flawless bhashya, commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which they accepted. They said, this is the real thing. Then those other points about worshipping Govindaji with Radharani, he defeated them. He had to admit defeat. And the king was listening, saying, oh yes, very good, very good. Because he was favorable to them. The Ramanandis were squirming. They were feeling very... There was some more arguments also. Based on a verse from the Padma Puran, the Ramanandi sadhu said that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were not a bona fide because they were not one of the four sampradayas. Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya. Sri Brahma, Rudra, like that, Sanaka. Oh, this is the verse. This is the verse from Padma Puran. This is very interesting. So this verse, they said, this verse proves that you guys are bogus. Your Gaudiya Vaishnavas are not bona fide sampradaya. This is the verse. Padma Puran is Puran. It's Puranic. Praman. This is Praman. What is the verse? Shri, Brahma Rudra Sanaka. Shri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnav Shiti Pavana. Chat Varas Te Kalo Bhavya. Yut Hiyut Kale Purushottamam. There they are. It's saying the four Vaishnav Sampradayas, Shri, Brahma, Rudra and Kumara, Shiti Pavanaha, they purify the earth. There is no mention of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya in this verse. And the Ramanandis, that's the first part of the verse, there's the last part, last line, there's Charpada. So the last line is, He Utkale Purushottam, Utkal. Does this sound familiar? You ever heard of Utkal? Utkal is the old name of Orissa. Utkal. Utkal Kalinga. There were two kings. The king of Kalinga, who got his teeth knocked out by Balaram in a chess match. You remember that? In the Krishna book. He laughed at Balaram when having a chess match, and Balaram knocked his teeth out. Kalinga province in southeast India. And then the Utkal province. These are two provinces, kingdoms, and there were kings there. Utkal Kalinga, there's a train called the Utkal Kalinga Express, which takes 97 hours to go from Delhi to Jagannathpuri. It's one of the very fast trains. 97 hours, if it's on time. It's express. Actually, they wanted to write distress, but they didn't know how to spell it. So distress came out express. Anyway, so they say, Ramanandis, what is this like? Because every verse is you need a guru to understand Shastra. You can read on your own, you go helter skelter upside down. The Ramanandis said, He Utkale Purushottama means this. They said, these four sampradayas have their four mats in Utkal Purushottam. Puri. Purushottam Puri is Jagannath Puri. Purushottam Dham. So the last line is saying, these are the four bona fide sampradayas, yes? Sri, Brahma, Rudra, Sanak, Kumar. And they have their headquarters, they all have big temples and headquarters in Puri, which they do, even today. Sri Sampradaya right on Grand Road near the Chaitanya Math, there's the big headquarters for them. And that's been there for thousands of years. Puri's in Nityadham. This debate took place 300 years ago. right? 1700s. So they're saying, this is what this verse means. So king, we rest our case. These guys are bogus. You don't find any description in the Puranas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We're there, Sri Sampradaya. Of course, they themselves are a Navo branch. They're a Navo branch of the Sri Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya worships Sri. Who is that? Lakshmi and Narayan. You worship Sita Ram. You're bogus. That question didn't come up. Some great sadhu who started a branch, whatever. And we have our Chaitanya Saraswat branch of Gaudiya Vaishnavism or whatever. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. That's what they said the verse means. Well, what did we say? You say, they say, I say, we say. You say, they say, I say, we say. When Prabhupada was in the beach in Los Angeles, the disciples, they said, Prabhupada, the scientists, they say that they went to the moon. The scientists, they say. And Prabhupada said, you say, they say, I say, we say. If you know English, you can follow it. If you don't, you're bewildered. You say, they the scientists. I say, we the Vedas. We means me, Veda Mata. I am Guru. I am Sakshat. The Veda is Guru. Guru is Veda. You say, they say. All the Mlechas and Yavanas who compiled the Shastras, all the boozers and womanizers and drunkards, not the Shastra, rather, they wrote all these scientific books. They're all boozers and drunkards and completely out of control of their senses. And they're fallible. And they're supposed to give you absolute perfect knowledge. The Vedas are all written by incarnations of the Lord in power, Chaktivesh Avatar. The Lord Himself. Sometimes Vedavyasa is a Jiva. Sometimes Vedavyasa is a Jiva, sometimes Bhagavan Sri Krishna, directly, Saksha, writes the Vedas. Vedaischa Savera Hameva Vedyo Vedantakrit Veda Evacham. Krishna's telling. I write it. Vedantakrit. Baladeva Vidyapushan said, this is what this last line means. He Utkale Purushottam. So they're saying these four sampradayas have their maths, their headquarters in Orissa, which is the new name. Utkala is the old name for Orissa, in the town of Puri. Baladev Vidyabhushan said, the real meaning of this verse, are you listening to the real meaning of this Padmapuran verse? The Supreme Lord Purushottam. The last line says, H-Y, he, and then it's Utkale, so it's Yutkale Purushottam. He's saying the Supreme Lord Purushottam, Purushottam, is the quintessence of these four sampradayas. And when he appears in Kali Yuga, he lives in Jagannath Puri as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. You're saying Utkale Purushottam means they have some temples there. We say, no, this Purushottam doesn't mean Purushottam Puri. It can mean that, but it has two meanings. It means Purushottam Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He came 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and lived 24 years in Puri. And he teaches the essence of all these four sampradayas. Again, the meaning of this Padmapuran verse is the Supreme Lord Purushottam is the quintessence of these four sampradayas. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanak, the essence is Purushottam. Bhuhu Purushottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And where did he live? He lived in Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. And when he appears in Kali Yuga, he lives in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the Gaudiya lineage is not a fifth sampradaya or apasampradaya, as you're accusing us. But the Gaudiya Sampradaya is the essence of all four Sampradayas. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya ki. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva Sampradaya ki. Baladeva Vidyabhushan ki. And additionally, during the debate, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he showed the Ramanandi sadhus a scripture, which a Gaudiya scripture, compiled by Kavi Karnapur, called Gorganadesh Deepika. And there, that details the Gaudiya lineage, how our lineage comes from Madhva, Lakshmi Tirtha, and our whole lineage. How Lakshmi Tirtha initiated Madhavendra Puri initiated Ishwara Puri initiated Lord Chaitanya. It comes like this, all this line. So he used this as more praman. So thus he established the Gaudiya Vaishnava is a bona fide sampradaya connected with the Brahma sampradaya. So therefore we are the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya. After hearing the arguments of Baladeva Vidyabhushan after reading his commentary, his Govinda Bhashya, the Ramanandi's pundits, they were speechless. They were awestruck and dumbfounded. Victory was proclaimed for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Shortly after, Baladeva Vidyabhushan installed a deity here called Vijay Govinda. Vijay Govinda ki. But now they say the presence is unknown. So then a Pratibhu Murti was installed in Gokulananda Gera. And that Pratibhu Murti is worshipped there as being the deity of Vijay Govinda, which was actually a very beautiful deity, Radha Vijay Govinda, down the street from Radha Raman in Vrindavan. And that deity is, the other deity, no one knows where it went. But to establish and announce the preeminence of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya in Jayapur, and their exclusive rights to worship Govindaji along with Radhaji, the king, Jai Singh, he made a royal proclamation and he wrote it down in copper. First of all, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas will have the eternal puja rights to Govindaji, and Govindaji will be eternally worshipped alongside of Radharani. That was decided here at Galta Tirtha, a sanctified place. And then he wrote down, Sri Govindaji's artik will be performed first in the morning, then all other temples in Jayapur. Then after that, his artik is performed, any other temple can perform their worship in artik. Sitaram temple, Lakshminarayan temple, Shiva temple, Gopal temple, Krishna temple, any temple. Lakshminarayan, any temple. There's many, many temples in this kingdom. They're still there. But he was favoring Radha Govindaji. So he said, this is the Mukhya Thakur, this is the king's deity, so the king should go first. Everywhere that everyone knows the king goes first, isn't it? The king is the king. So this I am the king, this is the king's deity, so he's first, number one. And you can see, 300 years later, then in all of Jayapur, still Govindaji is number one. He says, Artik is first there, but you see the people, like so many. Devotional environment and atmosphere is completely wonderful. The deity was in Govindapur. Then later, the city of Jayapur took 15 years. It took 15 years to relocate from Ambar to Jayapur. Jai Singh made this city. And he had 50,000 people working. It was designed according to Shilpa Shastra and very wide streets. And basically, it's a pretty open place. It's not very clean. That's a management problem, political management, modern days. Then it was marvelous. Very, very wide street. You see, when we parked our car at Damodar, so we park our car there in the division of the road. It was like, it was big. It was quite big. This was 300 years ago. I mean, now it's even working now with millions of people. Then there was 10,000 people living in Jayapur. Now it was 5 million. Same streets. He says, you know, it's the same streets in 300 years. They haven't, like, done anything. Those buildings are all those pink buildings. Took that time, so then he called it the City of Victory. The City of Victory. Firstly, Baladeva Vidyabhushan installed a deity, Vijay Govinda, another small deity, Vijay Govinda, and it became his personal thakur. Because Govindaji, he couldn't take Govindaji back to Vrindavan with him, he couldn't worship him, he's worshiping here. Maybe he stayed, I think he went back to Vrindavan. So now this city was named after, because of this victory that happened here, this is why it's called the City of Victory, Jaipur. It's not named after Jai Singh. It's a coincidence. His name is Jai Singh, the second. But he doesn't have that kind of ego. He is a Manina Manidena. He's not, oh, build a city. Deepakpur. No, he doesn't have this type of ego. He says, all for Govinda. And he built his palace in such a way that he made Govindaji's temple right opposite his palace. So when he comes out as a veranda, you can see when you look opposite Govindaji across the garden and fountains, there's a veranda there where he would look from his royal bedroom. He just every day start his day having darshan on Govindaji. He's not about to come down and walk on the street and everything, mix up with everybody. I mean, he's a king. They had their ways of doing things. So this is the basic story. And a short time after that, Baladeva Vidyabhushan wrote a beautiful verse Vidya rupam bhushanam me pradaya kyatim nityatena yoma mudara sri govinda basharada bandhu bandhu ranga. And this is the translation. Baladev Vidyabhushan wrote this verse in worship of his Vijay Govinda deity and of Govindaji. May that merciful one who so munificently bestowed his favor upon me by ordering me in a dream to write down his personal commentary on Vedanta Sutra. As a result of this amazing feat, I attained such fame among scholars that when I came back to Vrindavan, they gave me the honorific title of Vidyabhushan. Baladev Vidyabhushan. He was Baladev Das. And the Vidyabhushan means ornamented with knowledge. I mean, it's pretty amazing to write a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Ramanuja Acharya wrote a commentary. Ramanuja, the famous Ramanuja, Sri Bhashya. Shankaracharya wrote a commentary in Vedanta Sutra, Shariraka Bhashya. And there's other commentaries I don't know. Madhva must have written. But these are Madhva Acharya, these are the Sampradaya Acharyas, Madhva, Vishnu Swami. And the Gaudiyas, and then these commentaries written 1,000 years, 1,200, 1,500 years ago, these commentaries. During Shankara's time. This is only 300 years ago. He's a newcomer on the block. He was a kid, he was a young man. Very young man. It's unbelievable. It's a mercy of Govindaji. So he's meeting this verse. And it's all, he did it! Govindaji did it! But yet I'm honored. Govindaji was Govindaji, still Govindaji. So I have to make Vijay Govinda my deity. But they honored me, Vidyabhushan. Oh, I didn't do anything. I simply held the stylus and moved the palm leaves. May that dear friend of Radharani, Srimati Radharani, Radha Bandhu Bandaranga, may that dear friend of Srimati Radharani, who holds Govindaji dearer than her own life, be glorified. May that Sri Govindaji be forever glorified. Sri Govinda Deva ki
jai.
May that Sri Govindaji, Radha Govinda, be forever glorified. Sri Govinda Deva ki jai. So that's the story of Galta. We would like to read our little notes here about Govindaji. 5,000 years ago, Krishna's great-grandson, the son of Usha and Aniruddha, he came to Vrindavan, was ruling Mathura district. And Parikshit Maharaj was ruling Delhi, Hastinapur. And during that time, Shandilya Rishi and Garga Rishi, they told him, they said, listen, you're coming in Krishna's family. And all of Vrindavan has become lupta. Everything's becoming covered over by the time factor and the influence of Kali. All the Leela Stalis are covered and forgotten. No one knows. So it's your duty, as the grandson of the illustrious Krishna, to revive and to install deities and establish Leela Stalis. So he took it very seriously, and he started getting deities made. And he carved four devas, there's four dev deities, dev murtis in Braj Mandal. They were 5,000 years old. And the many, many deities, these became the guardian deities to protect Braj Mandal in four directions. There's Govinda Dev in the north. Haridev is near Kanpur. And Keshwarji, I'm not sure where he is, but the original is gone. Then Baladev. Baladev is Dalji in Mahavan. You saw the big deity, and behind the door is Revati. Balaram, big black deity, and had to go around behind him. His consort Revati is behind the door. Gokul Dalji, big, big deity, holding a mosul over there. Yeah, that big temple, we go inside, the big darshan, Haridev. In the morning we do Prakama. There's Haridev and Keshav Dev and Govindadev. So these are four deities. Then he also installed four Mahadevs, Bhuteshwar in the south, protecting the south, Gopishwar in the east, west Kameshwar, in the middle Chakaleshwar. And he installed four Devis in Vrindavan, protecting goddesses, Manasi Devi, Manasi Ganga, Yogamaya, who is next to the Govindaji temple. Sometime on Sundays we'll have some Vrindavan Yatras, and I'll show you all these places, many places. Come down Saturday night, we'll go around. And then there's Manasi Devi, Yogamaya Devi, and then Brinda Devi, she's in Kamvan, and Patala Devi, she's in Mathura. These are four Durga Devis. You've seen Brinda Devi. How many have seen Brinda Devi? Haribo. How many have seen Manasi Devi? Haribo. And there's four Devis. And then he installed two Gopals. Madan Gopal, who later became known as Madan Mohan, and Shakshi Gopal, who's now near Puri. So he had, in other words, and two Naths. I forgot. Two Gopals and two Naths. Sri Nathji and Sri Gopinathji. Ah. So that's 16, 4, 4, 4. Two Naths, two Gopals, that's four. Four Mahadevs, four Devis, four Devs. Govindadev, Baladev, Haridev, Keshwadev. All right. Rupa Goswami jokingly forbids darshan of Govindaji. If you have the slightest desire to enjoy life with your wife, husband, sons, relatives and friends, then listen to my advice. Never go to Keshigat along the Yamuna in Vrindavan, because standing there under the Kandamba tree in a threefold bending form is Govindadev. He's smiling, looking here and there with sidelong glances. Govindadev is wearing a bright yellow dhoti like he was yesterday. Isn't it?
Yes.
And he's decorated with long, fragrant flower garland, and he's playing enchanting tunes on his flute, and there's a peacock feather atop his pagari, and it's trembling in a gentle breeze. If you see only one time, you will never return to your family and friends. Therefore, don't see Govindaji. Otherwise, your material life will be finished. So when this deity, when Bhajana made these deities, he had these three deities commissioned, he wanted to see how good the Stapadis were. Bhajana had never had darshan of Krishna directly when Krishna was on the planet, but Uttara did. Uttara is the mother of Parikshit. So Uttara was staying in Hastinapur with her son. So when these deities were carved, Govindaji Gopinath and Madan Gopal, then Bhajana, he called Uttara, said, please, will you look at these deities? Because you saw Krishna directly. Say someone makes a murti. Like Bhakti Sananta Das, my Guru Bhai, he makes murtis. And he saw Prabhupada, so when he makes a murti, it's like someone makes a murti of me. And he said, I made a murti of Maneswara. So you go look at it. That doesn't look like him. Right? You saw. I saw him so many times. His face is like, I see murtis of Prabhupada. People are like, hey, that's not Prabhupada. Look at the nose. Because I know what Prabhupada looks like. Like a husband knows his wife's features perfectly. So that's the love. So Uttara saw all the deities, Madan Gopal, Govindaji, and Gopinath. So then he asked her, he said, which one, listen, Uttara, which one of these murtis looks most like Krishna? So then she said, well, actually, because she was an advocate of the modern business logo, win-win. Win-win program. She said, Madan Gopal, he looks just like Krishna from the lotus feet to the navel. From the lotus feet to the navel. The Tribhanga aspect. The knee over the right knee over the left. He looks perfect. And Gopinathji, from the navel to the neck. It says in one description, Bhakti Ratnakara, the author, Narahari Chakravarti, he's describing, he said, Gopinath is a flirtatious youth with a broad chest. Flirtatious youth with a broad chest. He said, Madan Mohan, and he says like this. Madan Mohan enchants everyone with his, he said, Madan Mohan enchants everyone with his flute playing. And Gopinath is a flirtatious youth with a broad chest. And Govindaji carries away one's intelligence or something. I forget. I read that, I forgot to write it down. So when she saw Gopinath, she said, yes, from the navel to the neck looks like Krishna. Then, because the deities, when they're carved, they keep some cloth over them. So then he took the cloth off of Govindaji. And then when Uttara saw, then I will use my Uttariya. When Uttara saw Govindaji, then she went like this with her chunari. And then Vajranav said, Mata? Kya hua? And she was... Oh, Govindaji. Govindadev, his face is exactly like the face of Krishna. Because you're not supposed to look like, face of another man. But she said, his face looked exactly like Krishna. So the devotees, they say, if you see all three of these deities in one day, it's considered that you've had Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. If you go to Karoli and see Madan Mohan, and then come and see Govindaji Gopinath, in one day, they say. It's some Lokvichar, Stala Purana, whatever you say, folklore, Stala Puran. Well, you start with Krishna's feet, naturally. Darshan begins. I can't see. I'd rather look at this face of the devotee than your fan. First you see Krishna's feet and the holy name. So we usually go, because that's in terms of where we're from Vrindavan, first you go to Karoli. And then you come and see Gopinath. And then you end with the face. So I think first we see Madan Gopal, and then we see Gopinath, and then Govindaji. So one deity that we saw there, I pointed out the Gaur Govinda deity on the altar. Right on the right-hand side of big Govindaji, there's a little murti, all by himself. His name is Gaur Govinda. Why is he called Gaur Govinda? It all started with Kashishwar Pandit. Kashishwar Pandit is a disciple of Ishwar Puri. He's a guru bhai of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ishwara Puri sent Kashishwara Pandit to Puri to be the bodyguard. He's quite stout and healthy. He's a Brahmin, he's a Pandit, but a healthy one. So he sent him to Puri to protect Lord Chaitanya from the crowds during Rath Yatra when he's falling here and there, and Kashishwara Pandit could catch him. Because he's also in the right bhav, because he's also Sakhi. The Hari Bhakti Vilas and the Mangala Charana, Kashishwara Pandit and Loknath Goswami are described as Atyantika Bhaktas, because they appeared before Jiva Goswami, and he's showing his respect by offering a prayer to them. This person, Kashishwara Pandit, has two sarups. He has one sarup as the Krishna Sakha, Bringara Sakha. And Govinda Das, he has a form. These were the two servants. Govindadas is a godbrother of Lord Chaitanya, and Kashishwara Pandit. They were both his servants. They're both serving Lord Chaitanya and Dasya Bhav, and like friendship and Dasya Bhav. And in Krishna Lila, they're both serving Lord Krishna and Dasya Sakya Bhav. Okay? One is Bringara, that's Kashishwara, and Bangura. Bangura is Govindadas. And in Maduras, then he is... They are respectively Kalavati and Shashi Rekha. So Kashishwara, and he brings Jyamuna water to Lord Krishna. Govinda and Kashishwara and Gaur Lila, they're pandits and servants of Lord Chaitanya, and Krishna Lila, they're coward boys and serving in Sakhi Ras, and they also have Mandri forms serving Krishna like this. He was living in Puri, as you know, for 24 years. He was living in Puri, directly serving every day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Lord Chaitanya. He said, I want to get busy with my writing, and I have many things to write. I need someone to do some puja, help me with the puja for Govindaji. Can you please send someone? So then Lord Chaitanya asked Kashishwara Pandit, because he's a Brahmin from birth, he knows all the puja rituals, rites. Can you please go to Vrindavan and do the seva puja for Govindaji? Now this is an interesting dilemma. You're serving and worshipping Radha and Krishna Yuga, Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. And Rasaraj Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, now go worship Govindaji. Govindaji is the Abhideya Murti for the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya, the Seva Murti. Govindaji. We get blessings for seva, inspiration for seva, and revelations of seva by worshipping and remembering Govindaji. Govindadeva ki!
Jai!
Fearing separation from Lord Chaitanya, Kashishvara said, "My Lord, if I must give up your association, my heart will split in two." Out of compassion for his beloved devotee, Sri Gaurachandra himself manifested the deity of himself, which was so perfectly formed that it exactly resembled the Lord. Golden in color like Lord Chaitanya, but playing the flute like Krishna, Gaur Govinda. When that deity was manifested by the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put the deity next to him, actually put on this side, because he's in Radhabhav. In Puri, Lord Chaitanya is in Radhabhav, Mahabhav, yes? He put the Gaur Govinda deity here, right hand side, and he sat. He said, "Kashishvara Govinda, bring me bhog." So he sat and he accepted prasad. He was accepting prasad alongside the deity. The deity was offered a prasad, Gaur Govinda, and Lord Chaitanya is taking the prasad. Lord Chaitanya enacted this leela to convince Kashishvara Pandit, there is absolutely no difference between your Gaur Govinda deity and me. This solidified the faith of Kashishvara that the deity of Gaur Govinda is actually Sakshat Gauranga. So we just had darshan of Govindaji, Sakshat Krishna's face, and darshan of Sakshat Gauranga. For the Gaudiyas, of course, he's tucked there underneath the garland. He's tucked underneath the garland and Tulsi Mala of Govindaji. But for Gaudiyas, when we go to Govindaji, that's why we don't want to leave there. We're looking at Govindaji. We're looking at Gauranga and Govindaji. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!
Jai!
Gauranga!
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 We don't want to leave there. Do you want to leave Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Rasaraj, Mahabhav? You want to leave Govindade, Sakshat Krishna's mukh? Sakshat Krishna ka mukh? Oh no, let's go, I'm hungry, baby, this is food, breakfast is tired. Pack this, that. Go. Where's my baby? Where's my mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, Jiju, Rama, Mama, this one, that. So, we haven't been here in years. How many years? A few years. Two, three, how many?
Three.
3 years. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagatsavam govinda virahiname. Ah, govinda virahiname. One moment of separation. Who is Govinda? This is Govinda? Govinda is Krishna? Sakshat? I would like to come here more often. It was easier. I mean, the way to go is fly from Delhi to Jaipur. That's the way to go. This is the pranam prayer of the Kashishvara Pandit. Srimat.
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 Kashishvaram Vande.
Kashishvaram Vande.
Yat priti,
yat priti,
yat priti,
yat priti,
vashata swayam,
vashata swayam,
swayam or savior, anyway, Chaitanya Deva,
Chaitanya Deva,
Kripaya,
Kripaya,
Paschimam,
Paschimam,
Desha Agata,
Desha Agata.
There's a translation for this. Here it is. It's from Sadhana Deepika. I offer my respectful obeisances, Srimad Kashishvaram Vande, to Kashishvara Pandit, whose power of love and devotion brought Lord Chaitanya to Western India as a deity. He conquered Krishna by his pure love, and as a result, Lord Chaitanya mercifully came to Western India, Paschim Desh. And we would interpret that to mean he came to America. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Paschim Deshki. Kashishvara brought the Lord to Western India. He was in Bengal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip. That's Eastern India, yes? East Indian Trading Company. British royalty. He brought Lord Chaitanya from Navadvip, which is East India, to this is definitely West India, yes? To West India. I mean, you know, go to Gujarat, but this is definitely West from there. And he brought Lord Chaitanya in the form of Gaur Govinda. So Govindaji is very special. When we come here, we're coming here means coming to Navadvip. Coming here means coming to Vrindavan. This is Gupta Vrindavan, it's also Gupta Navadvip. Because all the deities from Vrindavan are here, so it's Gupta Vrindavan. But all the deities of Navadvip are also here. Who's the deity of Navadvip? Dameshwar Mahaprabhu ki. Dameshwar Mahaprabhu lives in Navadvip and Kulia, Nadia. It's called Kulia. Koladvip. The island Koladvip. Kulia. And he is a deity. So all the deities of Vrindavan, Govindaji, Madhav, Gopinath, they came to Jaipur, so therefore Jaipur is called Gupta Vrindavan. He knows. He's the guru of Gupta Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu came from Puri. Puri is also Eastern India. The deity was given to Kashishwara in Puri. And Kashishwara brought Lord Chaitanya to Jayapur. So what does that make Jayapur? Gupta Puri. It could be Gupta Puri, but I was thinking Gupta Navadvip, obviously, because the deity of Navadvip. As Krishna, Radha and Krishna are the deities of Vrindavan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Dameshwar Mahaprabhu is the deity of Navadvip. Puri also, but Puri is generally thought of as the deity of Puri is whom? Jagannath Swami ki. Today, the original deities of Gaur Govinda and Govindaji are lovingly adored by thousands of devotees in Jaipur, Rajasthan. And we'll continue more glories of Govindaji another time. How Radharani came to Vrindavan to join Govindaji, because Rupa Goswami only worshipped Govindaji and Radharani came later. I mean, he only found Govindaji and Radharani came later. Where did Radharani come from? She came from Jagannath Puri. Dai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.